On September the 4th, Mother Teresa of Calcutta will be canonized a saint. So I've chosen to write a two-part reflection on the saint based on the scriptures for the day. So today's reflection is the first part of that reflection, of the two-part reflection. And I want to begin with a touching story from Mother Teresa's childhood days. Her name actually was Agnes, and she was born on August 26th, 1910. When she was only 8 years old, she lost her father, who died of a very sudden illness. And Agnes got very close to her mother. She drew even closer than she was before. Agnes learned charity, the meaning of it, and how to practice it from her mother, whose name was Nicola. Nicola had given an open invitation to the destitute of the city to dine with her family, so anybody in the city could come and have supper with them. When Agnes used to ask her mother who these people were, her mother would say, "Some of them are our relations, but all of them are our people." Her mother used to say to her, "My child, never eat a single mouthful unless you are sharing it with others." In relation to the story of the early life of Agnes, I want you to hear today's gospel reading, its conclusion. When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. In these words, Christ taught his disciples the meaning of humility. As I read today's gospel reading, I could not but think of Nicola, Mother Teresa's mother, who not only put this gospel reading literally into practice at home, but in doing so, she actually raised a saint. I would like to merely offer 3 points for us to think about Mother Teresa and today's scripture readings. First of all, I am calling humility, as being formed by the gospel. If I am humble, then I will allow the gospel to form me. And even though this is not part of the written text, one of the things that is very attractive to me about Pope Francis is that he's put the gospel in the center. He wants Christians to be formed by the gospel. These are the times that sometimes we get formed by the ideologies around it, around us. But true humility is to allow ourselves to be formed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the gospel reading today, in reality, is a juxtaposition of two styles, two styles of living. The first style is actively seeking honor, actively seeking. I'm craving for it. I want it. I want to be recognized. I want to be known. I want to have 15,000 people on Facebook, and I want them to all like my posts, right? All on our Twitter. We want that recognition. We actively seek it. The second lifestyle is seeking what Christ sought. To actively seeking what Christ sought. To seek what Christ sought is to be formed by the gospel. And I salute Agnes's mother, who formed her daughter at the early age in the ways of the gospel. And the commendable thing about Nicola is that she taught by example. She did not merely say, "My child, be charitable." That's not what she did. She showed her children how to be charitable. And this story shows us the significance of the home. The significance of the home in forming children in the ways of the gospel. Folks, the church calls the home the church at home. The home is a holy place. It's where families live the gospel. It's the way children are formed in the ways of the gospel. And today, parents face an immense challenge. And I empathize with you. You parents of children at home, it is not an easy task. Between sports and studies and work and technology and media, the home has become a place where the gospel to be lived, there must be intentionality. You have to simply make a deliberate effort. Parents, teachers, pastors, Nicola teaches us that it is not enough to teach our children the gospel, but they must see it lived in our lives. Humility means that we at home form ourselves, allow ourselves to be formed by the gospel of Jesus Christ, like Nicola did. Secondly, humility is an identity. I want to talk about it as an identity. Agnes, that is Mother Teresa, first felt a calling to religious life when she was 12 years old. By the way, that's my story too. I was 12 years old when I first thought I should become a priest. So did Father Dave. So this 12 years is a pretty dangerous age, huh? For watch out if you're not 12 yet. So at 18 then, she decided to become a nun and join the Sisters of Loreto. At her first profession, she took the name Sister Mary Teresa. And a year later, Sister Mary Teresa traveled on to Darjeeling, India. Her primary ministry was teaching poor children in a school run by the sisters. But September 10th, by the way, the September 10th remains a very, very significant date for the Sisters of Charity. It was the day in 1946 that Mother Teresa experienced a call within the call. And it would transform her life forever, and it would transform the world forever. She was riding on a train from Calcutta to the Himalayan foothills for a retreat when she said that Christ spoke to her and told her to abandon teaching to work in the slums of Calcutta and to help the city's poorest and the sickest. Folks, I lived for 2 years in Calcutta. I lived 20 minutes away from the mother house. This is where Mother Teresa used to live. And if you know anything about Calcutta, you put your foot in there, the first thing you want to do is run away. It's better these days, but the slums of Calcutta are not for the weak of heart. So Mother Teresa gets the necessary permission from her religious authorities, and she dressed in that blue and white sari, which is so iconic now of the congregation. And she left the Loreto convent and wandered into the city. She took a 6 months basic training, medical training, and she entered into Calcutta's slums. To the unwanted, the unloved and the uncared for. I have personally seen what they look like. I've been with them and touched them, and believe me, it's not easy, and I don't say that lightly. But she just made these people who nobody cared, she would pick them up from the gutters, from the ditches, and she would embrace them. It was in and through the most abandoned people that Mother Teresa found her identity. In today's gospel, when Jesus tells his listeners to invite the poor, the blind, and the lame for dinner, he's defining humility as the people we identify with. And really, who are the people we identify with? Who are the people we want to be seen with? I would love to have a picture with Pope Francis. Who do I really want to be seen with? Who do you want to be seen with? Who are the people we want in our lives and in our homes? And what does that say about us? It's a good question. Think about it this week. Mother Teresa found her identity in the most abandoned. And Jesus is saying humility is about who forms part of our identity. And thirdly, humility is a choice. Clearly in today's gospel reading regarding humility, humility is presented as a choice that the disciples must make. Folks, we are not suddenly going to become humble people. Somebody said to me the other day, the moment you realize you're humble, you just lost it. Humility is a choice we make. Some people sought places of honor at public events, and Jesus asked his disciples to occupy the lowest places. And here is a quote from Mother Teresa on humility. She said, "Humility is the mother of all virtues, purity, charity, and obedience." I never thought about it that way. Humility is the mother of all virtues. It is in being humble that our love becomes real, devoted, and ardent. If you are humble, nothing will touch you, neither praise nor disgrace, because you know what you are. If you're blamed, you will not be discouraged. I love this. If they call you a saint, you will not put yourself on a pedestal. If they call you a saint, you will not put yourself on a pedestal. Mother Teresa, for all her humility, was a very powerful woman. She was very powerful. She had a free ticket on most global airlines. She was immensely respected by most governments. She could meet any head of state in any part of the world. She could open a home for the destitute at will in any part of the world. And she was unparalleled in her global celebrity. Wherever you went, she was mobbed by people. Yet, this is a real story that I've heard when I lived in Calcutta. When she came to her mother's house, she would be working alongside her other sisters as if she was one of them. This was one year when I was there. The home where she was had children. It's called like a children's orphanage. And it caught fire. And do you think Mother Teresa would call the fire department? No. She got her sisters to get pails of water, and she herself took pails of water, and they put the fire out. This very powerful woman knew what it means to not put herself on a pedestal. She was an image of humility, absolute humility. So Jesus teaches us to make a deliberate choice to be humble. And the best way to do it is to not put ourselves on a pedestal, which we are very inclined to do. We can all fall into the same temptation. We can all be very proud of our humility. The temptation to be very proud of our humility. Jesus says, watch out. The Eucharist is a very humble experience. Jesus identifies with us, sinners. Jesus breaks himself for us, the humble servant of God. May Mother Teresa, who followed Jesus ever so powerfully, ever so really, may she teach us to be humble as well. People of God said, Amen.